James Cone. And here's who he was. He was an American, according to Wikipedia. He died, by the way, in 2018 at age 79. He was an American theologian, best known for his advocacy for black theology and black liberation theology. So I would say that critical race theory is really built on the foundation of black liberation theology. I mean, it's pretty much almost identical. It's about liberating, you know, blacks and other broader now used critical theory, take out the race part, critical theory, freeing the oppressed groups from the oppressors. His James Cone's 1969 book, Black Theology and Black Power, provided a new way to comprehensively define the distinctiveness of theology in the black church. His message was that black power, defined as black people asserting the humanity that white supremacy denied, was the gospel in America. Jesus came to liberate the oppressed, advocating the same thing as black power. He argued that white American churches preached a gospel based on white supremacy, antithetical to the gospel of Jesus. Cone's work was influential from the time of the book's publication, and his work remains influential today. And that is absolutely the case. It's very true. You'll hear this man's name, James Cone, come up over and over again. His work has been used and critiqued inside and outside the African-American theological community. He was the Charles Augustus Briggs Distinguished Professor of Systematic Theology at Union Theological Seminary until his death. Okay, so that's who he is. Now, he has been a great influence on many, and particularly now, even specifically within some of those who are within the Southern Baptist Convention, some of the professors. Now, I just want to play a soundbite here and let you actually hear from James Cone himself and some of the messages that he has given over time. James Cone talked about the aspect of what the cross of Christ actually is. Listen to this soundbite about how he reinterprets the cross of Christ. Again, James Cone, father of black liberation theology, great influencer, and now it's morphed or just maybe a different name for black liberation theology of critical race theory.
The cross, as I said, is God taking the side of the victim. It's a symbol of that. God making ultimate identification with the powerless. Now, if the powerful in our society, the white people, if they want to become Christians, they have to give up that power and become identified with the powerless. If you're going to be a Christian, you can't be identified with the powerful and also a Christian at the same time. That's a contradiction of terms. Now, how do I know that you really are identifying with the victim? Well, if you're identifying with the victim, you not only want to feel good about that, you also have to pay back that which you took. You just don't say, please forgive me now. The only way in which your repentance, your forgiveness can be authentic, your reception of it can be authentic, your repentance can be authentic, is that you give back what you took. And white people took a lot from black people.